that couldn't fit this year, but last year it blanked perfectly.
It fitted perfectly.
Okay. If your old clothes wore out, you would probably have to buy a...
buy a new set of clothes.
Okay. And if it was a man and he just had one set, what would we call it?
A new suit.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes your pockets do what?
Bulge out.
Okay. The collar did what in the hot water?
It's probably shrink.
When a girl goes out to a party, when she's getting ready, you say she likes to do what?
Dress up.
Okay. Okay, what are some, how would men say that if they're getting ready, they're dressing up? You know how men would usually phrase it?
How they would phrase a girl dressing up?
Not themselves.
Just getting ready, probably.
Okay.
Knowing a man.
Okay, what about different terms for a woman putting on stuff that's on her face?
Putting on makeup.
Okay. What do you call the small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in?
A purse.
Okay. Do you ever call that by anything else? Any other name?
Not really. A large one I would call a pocketbook, but I call a smallest one a purse.
Okay. What does a woman wear around her wrist? It's not a watch, but it sometimes has charms on it.
A bracelet.
Okay. Suppose there are a lot of little things strung up together and used to go around your neck as an ornament. What would you call these?
String of beads.
Okay. What do men sometimes wear? You might not see it too much nowadays, but they used to wear to hold up their trousers.
Suspenders.
Okay. What is that thing that we hold up over us when it rains? A hammer.
An umbrella.
Okay. What is the last thing that you put on your bed when you're waking it up?
The bedspread.
Uh-huh. At the head of the bed, what do you call that piece that you put your head on?
Pillow.
Okay. Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
No.
All right. What do you put on a bed to keep warm?
A blanket. Some people use quilts.
Okay. What do you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep on?
A pallet.
If your grandparents were expecting a big crop from that field, because the soil is very good, they might say they're expecting a big crop because the soil is very
fertile.
Okay. The flat lowland along the stream, what's that called?
Just flat land. That's what I would call it.
Okay. What would you call the low-lying grassland?
The low-lying grassland.
Okay, now, suppose this was the land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time.